It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters. Jim Blashfield of Portland, Oregon, takes issue with something we said on our program about Bob Hope. A visitor to the Library of Congress exhibit about the comedian said, "No matter what your politics, if you enjoyed Bob Hope and his silly movies and his shows on TV, you liked Bob Hope."
Well, Mr. Blashfield writes of people who were young in the 1960s and 70s, "Many of us did not share that view. Hope was an unabashed foe of the anti-war movement and an apologist for the policies of the governing establishment. He was reliably to be found in opposition to the so-called youth culture from the late 50s, when his shows parodied Elvis Presley, and into the 60s, when his comedy specials belittled the Beatles and hippies. My generation regarded his comedy as outdated, not really funny, and unrelentingly sexist."
Several listeners wrote to us about Alan Tomlinson's story about the costs of long-term medical care for illegal immigrants and the case of a Guatemalan man who was deported with brain damage.
Claire Fader wrote from Sweden to express outrage. "I get the sense that illegal immigrants are seen purely as a burden in the U.S. and not as a group of underpaid, second-class workers essential to our economy, to be discarded when they prove a burden or are no longer useful."
But John Matazel in Three Rivers, Michigan writes, "You had a piece on with an illegal, yes, illegal immigrant getting $2 million worth of medical treatment in the USA, which I am helping pay for. Immediate first aid type care is okay, but long-term care for illegals, no, 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 no. As soon as stabilized, ship them to the country of origin."
But nothing seems to have provoked quite so much listener email this week as the tongue-in-cheek research which found that Kansas, true to the cliché, is flatter than a pancake.
Brandon Vogt told us that after scanning a pancake with a confocal scanning laser microscope at 10 micron intervals, he and his colleagues found that if it were as big as an interstate highway running the length of Kansas, it would feature a 10-mile-deep pothole.
Well, this leads Matthew Smith of Tonganoxie, Kansas, to ask, "If a Kansas-sized pancake would have pits 10 miles deep, then what state isn't flatter than a pancake? The differences between the highest and lowest parts of Colorado and Hawaii are less than 3 miles.
Another Kansan claimed that by this standard, Nepal is flatter than a pancake.
Other Kansans urged us to bike across Kansas or walk around the University of Kansas campus and then try claiming that Kansas is as flat as a pancake.
And many others wrote at length in eloquent defense of the Kansas landscape. This is from Steve Seibel in McPherson, Kansas.
"Perhaps I'm just a native Kansan grown weary of defending the overlooked scenic qualities of my home state, but I believe there is a problem of definition in the research proving Kansas is as flat as a pancake. The Arizona researcher, I think, is talking of textures, not flatness. Granted, the air pockets on the surface of a pancake provide more relief than the surface of Kansas, which might translate into a 10-mile-wide pothole in my home county, but texture for texture, the batter which formed our Kansas prairie flowed out smoothly enough to become the breadbasket of the world. And our hills form what my young daughter once called grass mountains. Perhaps the study should confine itself to textures, such as smooth as a baby's bottom."
Sounds like a dissertation topic to us. Send us your comments, questions, and defenses of the Kansas landscape to atc@npr.org. And remember to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.